The funeral. What we learned the day of the service was that the reception had been moved out of the church galley down the hall to the third grade classroom, decorated with cutout Christs and handprint turkeys. A motto hung over the door, "Be good." The priest showed us the way, sweating and swinging his bad leg, explaining that we would thank him later for the air conditioning. Inside, the desks were shoved to one wall, and a fold-out table perched its legs by the blackboard. We arranged the pictures at the front of the room, where they looked from their June barbecues and Florida vacations at the concrete out the window, gently steaming. Back in the church, the fans were running so loudly we couldn't hear ourselves, and the readings evaporated in the rafters, where the only things listening were the faces of window saints. Towards the end, the priest made a joke about the coolness of heaven. We followed him back to the classroom, which now held an array of danishes and cardboard boxes of coffee, half off from tops, he said. I drank cup after cup of decaf, lightening and lightening and lightening them with cream, watching the silent pictures watching us. How little we had in common. Their whole world had ended, while somewhere ours continued, past the flat voices and the shuffle around the room, past the borders of this town, where the fields fill with the flashlights of so many people looking for each other, flooding the skies here, floors and floors beneath the stars.